AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The Senate gave final approval to a bill that would result in more prison sentences for fentanyl traffickers.
On this vote, the yeas are 84, the nays are 16. The bill is passed as amended.
That's as both Republicans and Democrats are trying to show that they can act to rein in distribution of the deadly drug. There's growing economic anxiety in the United States.
The American public is getting a lot more anxious about the economy amid President Trump's tariff threats. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index fell 10.5% in March on a monthly basis and 27% over the past year. That points to possible blowback against the president, who last month suggested his tariff threats might cause short-term issues.
A little pain, and people understand that.
Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says people also remember the president's pledge to send prices down.
You know what's going down? The stock market is going down. Consumer confidence is going down.
At a Michigan manufacturing facility, Vice President Vance repeatedly urged patience, saying the president's committed to an industrial renaissance.
It's not going to happen overnight.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Federal immigration authorities arrested a second person who participated in pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University. They've also revoked the visa of another student. At a news conference, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says House Democrats are rejecting a choice between a bad funding bill and a shutdown.
We do not want to shut down the government. But we are not afraid of a government funding showdown. And we will win that showdown because we stand on the side of the American people.
This is AP News. An American influencer has been kicked out of Australia.
Sam Jones left Australia. Her visa is being reviewed over a video of her snatching a baby wombat from its mother. Jones describes herself as an outdoor enthusiast and hunter. The nighttime video shows her picking up the wombat Joey.
I caught a baby wombat.
She's seen running away from the wombat's mother. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says
it's just an outrage.
His suggestion to Jones:
take a baby crocodile from its mother and see how you go there. Take another animal that can actually fight back.
Yolandi Vermack with Wombat Rescue says it's not clear if the baby and the mother have been reunited.
When she put it down, it looked disoriented. It was turned away from where the mother was last seen.
She also says the video shows that Joey has a potentially deadly skin disease. Jones has closed her social media channels to messages. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.